You mean you lay on top of it, the mattress?
No, this goes on top.
I don't know if I ever saw one of them.
It's like a quilt, but it doesn't have all the stitching.
Yeah, it's like that.
A comfort or a comforter or...
Yeah, I guess so. I don't think we ever had one of them though.
Well, we like ours. It's light.
Not very heavy.
Mm-hmm. My wife doesn't turn my side down.
Well, that's a bad way to go do that.
Oh, that was the most miserable. Well, it wasn't the most miserable night I spent, but it's a memorable
one. Of them. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call it when you put your bedding down on the floor? Put it down there for the kids to sleep on. There.
You mean when you just put it on the floor?
Yeah. So we don't have enough beds, so we'll just do what? Put the bedding on the floor or make a pallet or?
I don't know, we ought to just say make a bed roll on the floor or, mm-hmm. or make a bed on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to think that was great sport.
We put it down there though, and lay on a hard floor.
Yeah, I would now, but at the time I didn't mind it.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to like to sleep outside.
Oh,
summertime.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
I did too. Not in the yard. I used to like to go out and sleep, though.
I used to sleep outside quite a bit sometimes. Of course, I had a hot bedroom when I was home. It was a northeast bedroom. That's one of the hotter rooms in the house. Mm-hmm. So we had the bedstead, them old steel bedsteads, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get them around, and sometimes we'd set them outside. Oh, that'd be nice sleeping out there. Full of mosquitoes and bugs.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing like it on a nice cold morning, too, where everything outside is cold and you get that old warm pocket mm-hmm. down there.
Yeah.
Boy, that's hard to beat. That's one of the few pleasures in life that's a real pleasure. Especially if you wake up at 6 and you don't have to get up till 6:30. Do you have any mountains around here?
No, I guess our closest ones would be well, I don't know which one would be the closest. There's some way down south here. You might not have to call in anymore.
You get those out west of here too, don't you? Or northwest up in the end of Cimarron County?
I don't know if there's any. Is there some up in there?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't believe there is now. See, that would be up around what? Guyman? Or far?
Yeah, beyond Boise City, I think.
Well, I imagine. Yeah, you probably get in some out in there.
I guess that ground up there, it gets pretty high.
Yeah.
I know, I was out there 2 years ago, hotter than Dickens in the day, and colder than Dickens at night.
Around here, a lot of times, you stay hot in bed, hot at night, boo.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching the weather. 97 degrees out here the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah. Felt like a summer day.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet it did.
Pretty hot.
How would you describe the country around here? Not mountains, but...
Oh, it's kind of a rolling country, really. It's not a level country.
Hills?
Yeah, I would call them more hills, ridges. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any special term for high flat land? Where it's high but flat and level?